There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. And I'm a bad boy, I'm a doing types. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. And I'm the arms of the world, trying to throw. And if you want to step one of them, I'm coming after you.
And welcome to From the Helicarrier, your number one news source for Marvel Avengers Alliance. I'm Epic Boss McFall. We're here to bring you some news and updates on our game. Well, actually, two games is Marvel Avengers Alliance and Marvel Avengers Alliance 2. But with some headlines comes Golden Age, Golden Voiced, Golden Looked, Brian Ibbett.
My looks are golden. So Spec Ops, we're in the thick of it in the early days of Spec Ops. We'll talk a lot about that. Of course, more about Red She-Hulk, Winter Soldier, The Leader, and the Zax, and all that fun stuff. And also, maintenance coming this weekend. Could be nothing, but it's probably nothing. Let's talk about what's on sale. Charles, what's currently on sale?
Sing the same note, same as the first. It's cosplay for Squirrel Girl. The Big Brother is still on sale with 64 gold and assorted Alpha ISO. So E, A, I, O, U, whatever you need is there. Little Brother, I have played with Little Brother. It does make me want to look at definitely researching Big Brother and playing with Big Brother. Yeah. So that's the end of the sale. So I guess we can jump. And no new Spartans, you guys, you're not emailing.
Everybody's already 300. Everybody's already there, man.
I guess, you know, everybody from time to time. And we love getting these heads up. And we'd like to get it in the email because it's a lot easier for me to track down and paste in and read it. Because I get comments and messages all the time on Facebook, which I love and I get. And they're like, oh, thank you for the show. You do such a great thing. I just discovered this the other day. Where has it been this my whole life? You know, stuff like that. And we love getting those comments, but we do give you shout outs. We want to celebrate you getting to 300. We want to just hear from you. So hit us up at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. We have so many emails to remember now.
Yeah, we do.
It's fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. You can write us in. We'd love to read it. This week, we've got two emails from regular writers, which we love to hear from the regular guys, but you know what? You can hear your name read too.
You want to hear from the new folks, the people just discovering the game, or the people who have been playing for a while but haven't necessarily written in before. Want to hear from all of yous.
Absolutely. And then we want you to give us like $100 each. That'd be awesome.
Oh,
no.
Always goes there, doesn't it?
No. Not today. Although we're getting ready for, you know, it's not planned this way. It just seems to fall this way. Every couple of months, we go, hey, we got a bunch of loot. Let's just give some away. And, you know, I think probably in February, we'll be giving some loot. Actually, I might go and try to find some specific Daredevil. Well, actually, Daredevil drops in March, so we'll worry about that later. But Deadpool. I might get some Deadpool merch. In fact, I'm part of the AMC member club. Mm. If they have anything special, and I don't just absolutely love it, because, you know, I get first dibs. When I go see the movie opening night, I'll grab some AMC exclusive loot and see about giving that away.
Cool. And I'll throw in, at the very least, in addition to some stuff from Loot Crates for me, I'll definitely throw in a 3D printed Deadpool logo. So like that black and red logo.
Yes.
I have a way of doing the two color prints now on my printer. Nice. So I'll be doing that. So we'll throw that in there too. Only for patrons though. That's the only, the folks we're going to pull from for giveaways.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. We'll tell you later on the next show or the show after we're a patron, how to be a patron.
That's right. Yep.
Don't want to worry too much about that. Talking about your printing, you did right pre-show, you showed this nice, gorgeous, big artist that you printed that you can show all the people as I'm talking if you want. But I've got to imagine like the next level of 3D printing / computer design stuff in home. It's going to be what? A home tattoo kit. Right?
Oh,
you just program it into your computer and you lay down on the floor and the little laser circles and perfect tattooing.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know how bad something like that can go. So I don't think it's going to be, and I don't think anyone's going to trust, you know, a home surgery kit. Look at, what was it? Alien. What was the, Prometheus? If you want to know how bad something like that can go, just go look at this and you'll get a good idea. No, this is so this is the TARDIS, and it's yeah, I know this isn't a Doctor Who show, but it's also a you know, you can actually put stuff in here.
We're
put,
people, and we like things, so there.
Screwdrivers and clocks.
That's pocket, awesome. And Marvel figures. You could store your Marvel figures in there.
Actually, I could. I could store a bunch of Marvel figures in there. So there you go. There's the connection. yeah. So, no, the 3D printing stuff is going great. And here's the thing. You know, as a podcaster, it's kind of like Lay's potato chips. Bet you can't eat just one kind of thing. Oh, and once you do one show and you kind of get bitten by the podcasting bug, you want to keep doing more and more podcasts.
Right.
I'm tempted. That's never going to happen because I have absolutely zero free minutes to do it. But I would almost love to do a 3D printing podcast or video cast talking about, like, you know, projects and how to build your own and how to, which models are good, which models are ones to avoid, et cetera. So,
you know, as we grow the network and as we just do our things, maybe we just start a special Kickstarter. Because I think it would be a Kickstarter project where we do our own, you know, Dinner with Kevin Smith, where it'll be you, Klotz, and whoever else we get. We'll just talk about anything and everything, and it's just film that comes out on DVD, and it'll be awesome.
Right.
Or Netflix. That'll be our Netflix special.
There we go. It'd be our Netflix stretch goal.
Exactly. Yes. Because it could lead right into the launch of Daredevil Season 3. By the time we get there, you see us leading up.
Let's talk about Spec Ops. So Spec Ops... arrived. What is this number? I guess just called Follow the Leader. What number are we on? 32. Spec Ops 32, Follow the Leader. You're battling the leader as well as Red Leader. Just the red. just him turning red, basically, keeping the same outfit.
I do love the Tony Stark. There's a joke in here somewhere, I believe.
Yes, right.
Not now, Tony.
That's right. Get in the trench, Red Leader. Go, Red Leader. Lock your ass foils in position. Anyway. But, yeah, you get Red She-Hulk as part of this. You get Winter Soldier as part of the lockboxes. And so it came out Thursday or Wednesday. I can't remember which. But we did a show with the kickoff of it on Friday. Hopefully you guys all heard that. But let's talk a little bit about, now that we've had some time to get into it, what our impressions are of this.
The story is interesting for me.
Yeah.
A little bit more interesting than most, perhaps. But it's all, I don't know if it's gotta be me. It's gotta be me. Cause everybody else seems to get it. I always forget instantly after I've read the story, I forget it.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Instantly. And there's good writing here. I remember while I'm reading it, I went, wow, that's kind of cool. And I make sure to read all of it next, you know, as I go to the next chapter and everything else, then I forget it. Although I do know that somehow, Betty got turned into Red She-Hulk,
right,
and everybody's mad about it. Hulk's mad about it. Red Hulk's mad about it. They're going to go off and pound things, and they're going to pout, and she gets mad. She's always mad, man.
She is, yeah. That's Red, well, Red is angry. Yeah. You know, Thunderbolt Ross, Red Hulk is angry, and so why shouldn't his daughter be just as angry when she turns into...
I didn't realize it regressed her back to 15, though. That's what threw me off, I think. You know, because everything, Dad, you don't have to hate yourself, but I don't have to hate me. You know, I was like,
wait, what? What? Say that again?
That was so, no, that's like the end dialogue. The end dialogue is the second time, because at one point, Red Hulk is railing against her being forced into this, and she goes, I know you hate yourself, but I don't hate myself. And it's good. It's like, okay, that's interesting. And then at the end, there's a second time of that. I'm like, I feel like this is a conversation I might have with my daughter in a couple years when she's 13, not, you know, 30.
That's what threw me off. I'm like, I did not catch the fact that it
no, it did not literally regress her back. Yeah, that's just the dialogue regressed her back. Sorry.
Wow, the gamma rays, they do some weird stuff. Anyway, all right. So Red She-Hulk, it's another pretty straightforward list of tasks, pretty much the same style of tasks, nothing new that we haven't seen before, 25 of them. And really, you know, once you start doing these, once you get familiar with them, you kind of know the things you should do, especially during those long research periods. I mean, always take those research times to go through the missions a couple times so that you three star it, because you know that the next to last task, task 24, almost always is three star every mission. So if you can tackle that ahead of time, and boy, if you've got Colleen Wing and Howard the Duck and you've got them leveled and you've got them beefed up to where they can maybe even do some overkills and end fights quickly, the team up bonus for the two of them can push you into three stars with one pass through.
Nice.
I don't have Colleen Wing, as we've discussed.
I don't have either one of them.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have Howard yet?
No, I haven't got enough gold yet to buy more lock boxes.
Gotcha.
I feel like calling Plato, like, have some more, please.
Right. No, it's been a, it's been a thing people have been talking about on the forums, is that, or on the Agents Only Lounge, is that the two of them together have enough of a set of team up bonuses. Like it even eclipses, Hybrid and Anti-Venom, which were the previous winners. So, that's a good team up to use. Just beef them up, get them powerhouse, turn them into powerhouses, and make sure you blow through those battles as quickly as possible, so you get the vitality bonus or the round bonus. Keep them all healthed up, and go for some of those overkill bonuses if you can. But between all that stuff and of course no deaths, then then you can end each mission the first time through with just one pass with three stars, and still with Hybrid. I'm doing Hybrid and Anti-Venom, and I'm getting like two stars and then halfway to three. So it's usually just one more run through and I three star it. But it's a good way to conserve the UISO, is by going through the missions as few times as possible. And also trying to do some of those irritating things outside of the missions. For me, it almost works out perfectly, like doing deploys and stuff. I ended up on the deploy task, and I was like, well, I'm still on my first run through of this mission. I might as well, might as well do the deploys in this mission, because I am going to do everything and do the epic boss, even though I don't need the epic boss for the first run through. And it's good. It works out really well. So we've got three new weapons that's part of the set. It is, four that make up the set. Photon Ray, Premonition, Actuator, Big Brother, and what is the fourth one? It's task 17.
It's radiation injector, I think.
That's right. Premonition injector? Premonition stimulator?
No.
Oh, that's the first one. That's the
lesser of.
Right. Yeah. Where is it here?
There it
is. The gamma sting.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. It is the radiation injector. The task is the gamma sting. So, yeah, radiation injector is the other one that's part of this.
I understand the confusion, because I don't get that kind of thing right. So I totally get the confusion of me actually getting that right.
Right? I know. Have we flip-flopped? Have things changed here? as far as exclusive items in here, there's some AISOs and EISOs and stuff like that, as usual. But it's an interesting set, because it looks like it sits more on the side of team support than it does actual damaging attacks.
I meant to add that to my loadout right now. Because I did research. I just got it this morning and forgot to.
The radiation injector?
Yeah, see what it does. So I was trying to be smart.
Yeah.
And I was in the last research. Now, here's my clock. The day it launches, I do the first five missions, four or five, whatever it is, and then you do the first research, right?
Mm-hmm.
And usually they launch mid to late day, so you just let it go for the night. You come back in the morning, log back in, get your research out of the oven, and then you do the next set of missions. Don't do anything else. This is my clock. I don't do anything else but the missions.
Right.
And then I get to that next research. And I got to the last research right on schedule, and actually a little ahead, because I was able to play a little bit faster. So I was a little ahead of schedule, got to the last research, and went, all right, I'm going to have 4 to 5 more missions to complete and get Red She-Hulk, and I'll be done. And then it'll just be farming whatever. And I go to the list in the Agents Only Lounge that was put up, and I think it was Timmy who did that. So whoever did it, thanks. And I looked at the list, like, okay, it's going to be fight five group bosses. Then it's going to be so many. Then it's going to be Red She-Hulk team up. Then it's going to be so many, you know, 3 stars on everything. So, okay, mm-hmm. I can get those lined up. As I'm doing my collection, it had 15 group bosses. So I fought them down to 5. I left 5 group bosses on my list yesterday. So that's when I got my research out of the oven today. I'm ready to go. Logging this morning. To you little heifers, took your bosses back.
Right.
So I only had 3. Now I have to wait for tomorrow or 30 some odd hours until my group boss comes back. But I was like,
right.
People, we've talked about it forever. Let it sit. Let it sit. I'll be okay with 5 silver that I'll get out of the 1% that I take your boss down. Because I just need to get past this task.
Yeah. And
I had 5 of you. Glenn, speak. I'm calling you out, man. You were number one on my list of I'm fighting yours next, and you collected.
No way. You actually know whose it was.
I know. Yeah, I do. I know whose it was. You took it back, man. So I hope you got your lot boxes. I hope you got your Bucky, because I'm going to have to wait now. But that's my little mini soapbox. So
that's funny.
I had, man, it threw off all the timing though, because I had the 5 and I already had She-Hulk queued up. I fought all the way to Red Leader in Mission 3. It was sitting right there in that battle, so I can knock out my group bosses, fight her, polish it off, and then make my 3 stars, and boom, boom, boom. No, not have to wait.
Yeah. So, no, it's you know, it's the same thing. I actually did save some. I did end up still having 5 this morning, but yesterday when I got to that task, they'd all been pulled. And I made sure to leave mine up 24 hours at least, actually probably ended up being longer than that. If you're worried that you can't collect any of the other group bosses you've fought before you collect yours, you can't unless you go, don't you? If you visit your allies, can't you? Oh, no, I guess you can't. You can't collect it that way either. But yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about collecting. Let people hit your boss, and then you can collect all of them afterwards.
It makes clairvoyant says that I'm saying, I know who you are, and I know where you live.
Probably is. Yes, exactly. So,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah. All right. So let's really quickly talk about the set. First one is the radiation injector. That's contaminated set part 1. This is a damage piece, 1 enemy. It causes... It gives 1 enemy gets radiation fatigue, 2 stacks of radiation fatigue, which gets extra damage from radiation attacks. If you have another piece of the contamination set equipped, it gains irradiated. That gets added onto there. Piece 2 is the premonition actuator, which gives you and your allies, this is your buff piece, gives you and your allies mirror images. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also reduces the amount of damage you'll take from radiation. If you have, again, another piece of the contamination set equipped, it applies mind control to all your enemies, which is great. Piece number 3 is the photon ray. It's another single enemy damage piece. It gives gamma exposure for 3 rounds, so nearby energy attacks may apply radiation exposure, and then applies radiation exposure for 3 rounds, which deals damage. It's a dot. It's a damage over time. And again, if you have another piece, you get exploit radiation fatigue and overexposure added onto that. And then finally, the 4th piece is Big Brother, as we talked about. This is the nuclear launch detected. This is funny because I've had this used. It doesn't Red Leader. I think Red Leader uses this. It's a quick action, so you can use this in another piece. It gives nuclear launch imminent. But if you kill that character, then it stops the nuclear launch.
Have you had on the lesser version, have you used
Little
it
Brother?
Yet?
No. I did just for the... Just for the task where you have to.
Right.
And it's a 2-round cooldown. Starts off with a 2-round cooldown, which stinks. This one starts off with a cooldown as well, and it's 3 rounds.
Oh, my goodness.
The Big Brother.
That didn't make any sense. Well, is it instant? Because I did a whole lot of resting because I wanted to see this thing work, and I wanted to knock out the task very quickly.
Right.
So for 2 rounds, all my hero did was rest so that I could get it to uncooldown. I used it. And then the first time I used it, I ended up killing everybody and didn't see the effect. So I wanted to see the effect. And I've seen people complain about it. I thought it was hilarious myself.
I haven't seen that either because I did exactly the same thing. It's like for the task, I triggered it and then I ended up killing the enemies. And so I never really got to see the nuclear blast. But
it's so funny.
Is it cool?
I think it says incoming or something like that at the top. And you see this cartoonish Dr. Strangelove missile come in, this fat bomb, and then this cartoonish mushroom cloud over the character.
Really?
Yes. Oh, that's so hard. I don't think it did that much damage. It is, of course, a lesser version of it. But I did. I laughed so hard at that. I was like, okay. But here's the thing. It starts off 2 rounds cooldown, and then you trigger it on the third turn. So that's the third round that nothing's happening. Then it's another 2 rounds before it
finally triggers. So 5 rounds of rest, and not... Yeah, not hitting.
I don't understand. And then you say Big Brother is a 3-round cooldown?
Big Brother is a 3-round cooldown. And I don't know how long. Oh, two rounds for the nuclear launch.
So again, six. That makes it basically 6 rounds.
Right.
Does it hit everybody? Is it an all area attack?
It's an all enemy attack. Embradel points out that, I mean, it's a good piece to use. If you want to see the effects of it, use it in 112.2. Or in the simulator.
You get long turns, I guess.
You get long term, exactly. Long time for it to run these things. So it'll be a while before I get Big Brother because that's the one that takes 24 pieces of the farming stuff, the radiation pills. And so that's the one you've really got to save up for. Unless you just decide, screw it, I'm going to spray on 64 gold and That's one way of going about it.
Yeah. Now I'm wondering. I'm still a Big Brother. I'm wondering. Come looking at the write up of it. Starts cooldown. Says cooldown's 3 rounds. But the target is yourself. So I'm not sure because I know Little Brother.
Yeah.
Hit. It seemed like just one enemy. It didn't seem like it hit everybody. I don't know. Maybe I was incorrect. I was laughing too hard at the mushroom pile.
Yeah. So. I think this is. You know, you basically trigger it on yourself, but it attacks.
Everybody. Big Brother's a quick action. I'm not sure if Little Brother is or not.
Oh, really?
I don't know. But it did say Big Brother's a quick action. So if another piece of contamination says equipped, you get irradiated mm-hmm. chaos shot and reduced cooldown for each additional. I wonder how much reduced cooldown you get for each additional set piece.
Oh, I didn't see that on there. Okay, so.
So that might be the key. Well, reduced cooldown. The whole set.
Yeah, reduced cooldown for each additional set piece certainly tells me that if you have the other three pieces, then you eliminate the 3 rounds. Exactly.
That might be pretty boss right there.
That might be, and that's the way. Look at that. That is their way right there of saying, no, we want you to use the whole set.
The whole set. Well, you know, fair enough, because you can still use it without the set. And it's still fun. I don't know how... I didn't honestly notice a huge, like, oh, my God, that wiped everybody out. I was just – the animation. Right. Somebody watched a whole lot of Dr. Strangelove before they they did this one up. I got that.
Doesn't have – oh, my God, what was his name? Junior. Shoot, it's the guy who did Alice's Restaurant. And I can't remember his name, but he's the guy who rides the bomb in Dr. Strangelove.
That's the only thing they didn't do is put a little person riding the bomb.
Will
Defoe.
No. Rogers? Will Rogers Jr.? Is that who it is?
That might be. I'm not sure.
Now I have to look it up. Sorry.
All right. He's going to have to look that up. They need an item that makes radiation happen anyways. Call it gamma radiation. Asgardians and Worthy are all immune to radiation. So... It's gonna be an interesting fight. I gotta tell you though, this Dark Energy Blade, I'm running it like a fool, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I never once swing it, but I see it pop up with Mind Control or pop up with Reflect.
That's right. Slim Pickens was the guy.
Okay.
There you go. Anyway, sorry.
That's cool.
Thank you, Embradel. Yeah, and I was thinking of Arlo Guthrie as Alice's Restaurant. I was confusing him and Slim Pickens. Anyway. You were talking about Little Brother?
Was I? I don't remember. No, I was talking about the Dark Energy Blade.
Oh, Dark Energy
Blade. I never swing it, ever, but I use it. It's going to be a fairly permanent piece in my
arsenal. Because of all the other buffs, right? Yeah. Follow-up attacks.
So many times. my character whips it out and is like, mind control, or whips it out and goes, reflect. And all of a sudden, the damage reflects back to... It works on Zax all Your the character time. Character
whips it out.
Well, at least I have a female character, so it's not sexist. my hero. But I love on Zax. I mean, of course, the mind control doesn't affect Zax because there's nobody else for him to protect you from.
Sure.
But that happens all the time, and the reflect. And Zax is interruptible, by the way. So if you have interrupting teams, especially Daredevil, Man Without Fear, that might be a good one to take against Group Box Zax. So just saying.
All right.
Cool. I was using, because I keep forgetting. I'm doing it now since you mentioned it for sure, but I keep forgetting to do the anti-venom hybrid team up. So I was running Red Hulk and Iron Man, which was actually Iron Man with the Heartbreaker beam. It's actually pretty good bonuses. Not as good as, you know, obviously anti-venom and hybrid. But it's a good bonus team. And actually, they destroy pretty quickly going through all the PvE teams.
Cool.
So it's fun. And Zax, they do pretty good on. They do. Actually, no, I take it back. They sucked on Zax. Don't use them on Zax.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't expect. Yeah. No, Noir and Rocket seem to still be doing really well for me. Our own Nikolai recommended, what's his team name? It's like Saber Spit, I think it is. And he uses Sabretooth and Spitfire.
I was reading about that today, yeah.
And apparently those two do really well together against Zax. So.
Somebody was saying they did 1.2 million damage with Fixer and Chantress. How did that work? Because I used Fixer and it was no bueno, man. It did not work. So interesting.
Interesting. All right. Well, Agents Only Lounge, great place to put your recommended team ups against Zax. So plop them in there. Let's talk Winter Soldier a little bit. Gotten to play with him a little bit as part of the
team ups.
The team ups. And can I just say how much I love the fact that he throws out a mine at everybody? It's not just like single target.
I was going to bring that up. Cause like, all right, like Fixer. But wait, those three teams going out.
Everybody's got the mine. What?
And at least the only one I really paid attention to was the magnetized. It'll go off if he detonates it, or if your people become magnetized. So if you don't want to stack, if you want to just automatically hit stuff, throw them in with Victor Mancha or Magneto, and as soon as they become magnetized,
nice,
blows up.
Yeah. So he's powerful on his own. You don't need Fixer. I mean, Fixer, you know, will reduce the time it takes to maybe throw a mine on or three sets of mines on the person you want. But the fact that, you know, that his magnetized mines and the all of his mines, where is it? It is magnetized blast mine, radiated frag mine, and chemical mine. Are all enemies' attacks. It's crazy. Now, his detonator, though, is only one person. So you're only going to be able to detonate the mines on one. Now, is the breaching pistol?
I don't breaching remember kit? If it hits everybody.
Let me pull that up here really quickly because that might be a way.
And just while you look that up, so you know, I'm 2 for 2 today. Somebody piped in the room or just used a polarized storm or thing. I went, nope, it's called solar storm. Boom, got you 2 today.
Yeah, the breaching kit pistol is also I'm sorry. The breaching kit detonator is all enemies. So
there you go. That's how you do it.
That's the one you want to use with them. Yeah.
God. Now, speaking of Winter Soldier, I've seen more and more and more reports of people pulling 8 opens, 8 covers. M. Burdell, congratulations. Or I'm sorry, M. Sketches. M. Sketches just got Bucky. No duplicates.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still only at 51 covers because I didn't play it all on Sunday.
Oh, no. At least you got your silver from Saturday on MA, too, I hope.
I did, yes. Yeah, we'll talk about MA, too. Yeah. But yeah, did a lot of runs through on that.
No, we don't want to put Nikolai to sleep just yet. So we're going to hold that.
Whatever, off. Nikolai, come on, just go buy a cheap Nook tablet or something. Play it there. All right, so excited about Winter Soldier. You and I will probably both have Winter Soldier this time next week.
I imagine, yeah, it looks pretty good for that.
Next item in the news. So we all loaded up the game today or yesterday, I guess it was, to discover a new message from Playdom saying, Where is it? Let me actually pull up the message here.
Yeah, you do that. What I read was blah, 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 you'll be sleeping. Okay.
Right, right, exactly. There will be scheduled maintenance impacting MAA. Big red letters. Attention, yeah. Attention. The game will be unavailable during the following times. January 28th from 2045 Pacific, which is January 29th, 445 Universal, what is it? Universal Standard Time or whatever it is, UTC. Which is, right, exactly, 845 Pacific. Till, oh my God, January 29th, oh my God. Oh, at 1 a.m. Pacific? Okay, I think we're okay with that. So yeah, it's going to be... it's going to be overnight, basically, on the 29th, which is Friday. Thursday night going into Friday, if you're here in the U.S. If you're Pacific time, that's 8:45 Pacific going into 1 a.m. Pacific Friday morning. So I don't think it's a big, crazy. It's a big deal. But, of course, you know, there's all this speculation. Are you moving to new servers? Are you installing an update? Are you... if you want to know my guess,
are you accidentally erasing everything so everybody has to play MAA2, which happens to launch the same day?
You hit it on the head. That actually is my guess. My guess is they are doing something with the servers that will move the final build of MAA2 onto the same servers. I'm probably wrong. I'm almost definitely wrong, but it's my hope. But what have we got left? So let's see. PvP ends in 5 days, 13 hours, right? And MAA2?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's still – that means Sunday, the 31st. So maybe not that either. I don't know. Yeah, who knows? It's probably nothing, but – maybe they're just installing Windows upgrade or something on it, or a Linux upgrade if it's a Linux server, a Unix server, or whatever.
Now, for everybody who listens, that's in a million other groups, please, sure. Please take the official FTH word out. We're bringing it back. Be nice. Tell everybody, no tickets. Leave these poor people alone while they do their service. Because I understand there are definitely parts of the world where that's main playing time. You know, they probably picked the least egregious time to take it down, but somebody's going to lose their access to the game for those hours. I understand. Please spread the word to the other forums. Yeah, hashtag be nice, because these are human beings, and the help desk people have nothing to do with the tech people as far as scheduling when this stuff goes down and how fast the maintenance gets done. So let's be easy on them.
Well put, sir. Exactly. Yes, be nice. Well put.
And if I was Disney, I would write a script that says, if it says my game is down at any point during these hours, just automatically trash it. Just no acknowledgement. Never made it through.
I can't log in. I've got a black screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pride here in the chat room, I don't know if he wants me to say his real name, but he sent me pictures. Actually, he sent me pictures of the shadow of Zax disappearing with a critical hit of 1,189,483 damage with Fixer and Enchantress on there. And Jeezy Creezy, man, that's – how did you work that out? Which – I can't tell what class of Zax that was. Because I know for a fact on the Blaster was the one I used Fixer against, and it didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got another one of 1,032,956, same team. And they have like almost no health down on them. And Zax has 20 debuffs and 3 buffs. That's all he has on him.
Wow.
So it's definitely, that's a major team if you can just do it right. And again, it's Purger, right? PGR? It's purple, green.
Oh, it's Gaper.
Gaper. GPR. Green, right. Purple, GPR. Red.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, you know what? It's worth another shot, guys. Take it out there. Take it for a run. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just...
I'm trying to read the radiation ejector and deciding if I need to swap out another weapon to give it its boost. Because, you know, when you do your Spec Ops task list, the radiation injector is the only full contamination set piece that you get. The others are the lesser versions.
Right.
So equipping them won't necessarily get you anything on their own, other than, of course, they're built in, obvious.
Whatever they already have to do. Yep, exactly.
But they will give the boost to the full weapon. So I think I am. I think I'm going to find one of my other pieces that I researched. Not researched, that I did the task list on. I haven't researched any of the new weapons yet.
Nikolai says his method of playing Fixer is red, red, red. Does that work? I thought I thought you need the other two to kind of build up the power and then end with red. Then it like finishes with red and it really...
If it works, that'd be kind of cool. It's like red, boom, red, borscht, boom, red, borscht, right. Boom.
Right.
I thought it replaced it. I didn't think it stacked, but who knows? You know, mm-hmm. Nikolai is still kind of licking his wounds from all his magic being taken out of the game, basically. So he's a little, maybe he's just a little off kilter. Maybe he's just using the Deadpool method of any crazy thing will work. Mm. Who knows?
That could be. Could be. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you opened any of your boxes yet?
I have not. I still have I still have 51 of them sitting here, and I wasn't planning on opening until I had 80. 80 is my trigger. So if I can get 80, then that's when I'll start opening. We'll see how it goes, because sometimes I like opening them live on the show, so I could wait until next week and whatever I have 1 week from today.
Yeah. Reese says, I let other people get silver rather than inflict heavy damage. That's honestly, for the most part, that's kind of the path I take. I'd like to get 50, 60,000 in silver. I'm not greedy. You know, 100,000 is good. I do feel a little bad if I have a boss. I haven't done it with Zax, but with the previous group boss was, I could take him down from 100% to 20%. Sometimes I could kill him. I'm like, yeah, but then nobody else gets that silver, you know, and I understand. Right. I understand that I only have to worry about me, but I don't know. I'm not greedy, man. I'll take what I can get and I'll just move on. That's fine.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to try this Fixer one just to see at work.
And see then if you can get that. Yeah. See if you can get that.
yeah.
That boost. Yeah.
So I did get a wild hair and opened up a bunch of my lot boxes. I think I had 70, I want to say. So I opened up. Yeah, I did. I had 70. So out of 70 lot boxes I opened, I got 6 covers and 1 dupe.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's nice. It seems to be a little bit more forgiving than, say, Howard the Duck was. Yeah, because I still don't have him play that. I'm going to submit my ticket. I'm the host from the Helicure. I don't even have Howard the Duck. Give him to me. No, I'm not going to do that. It's stupid.
Let's see. Nikolai says that he does red, red, red. Oh, because he has Charge of the Witches. Equipped, which is the set piece from Spec Ops 30, a couple Spec Ops ago. It was the one with Spitfire, if I remember correctly.
It sounds familiar. What does it
do? Let's see. Grants an immediate free turn after using. Let's see here. Reduce damage from magic attacks. Applies breakdown to allies' single target, next single target attack. Yeah, I don't see... What you'll have to explain it with more than that, Nikolai, as far as why you use it. Because I'm looking, unless it's part of that breakdown buff that causes biofeedback, dark void, death frost, radiation exposure, or soul fire on their next single target attack. Oh, breakdown.
Napalm Dawn TV says breakdown is the key.
So that is what it is. So it's that debuff that so you can set Fixer when he applies the mine to automatically cause biofeedback, dark void, death frost, radiation exposure, or soul fire on whoever he drops the mine on.
Okay.
So that boosts it. There it causes extra damage when that goes off, I guess. All right, cool.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, what is he saying? Sorry, I'm just trying to get caught up here. The breakdown remains on each attack for the rest of the battle. Okay, that does make sense.
That's pretty cool.
Sure.
And they will probably fix that at some point. Or nerf. I don't know if it fixes. It might not be the correct word. They probably will nerf it at some point.
Right. Of course.
So the radiation injector is okay. It does actually considerably decent damage on its own. And Radiation fatigue is a really cool concept. It's taking extra damage from radiation attacks. So if I bring this gun out with my dark energy blade, which has dark energy has overexposed on it, if it triggers correctly, and then you know, you bring out Red Hulk or Red She-Hulk or somebody Havoc, somebody who does radiation attacks, or you have the AISO, like I've used it with Rocket to do radiation attacks instead of
Havoc, Human Torch, Hyperion, Iron Man.
This gun will definitely boost radiation. But again, for PvP purposes, it's not going to change the meta a ton because honestly, if people start running this set, running radiation meta teams, everybody's just going to bring back the Worthy or just plain old Asgardians because they're immune. Right. It won't necessarily. I'm curious to see how. I can't really predict how it's going to go, but I'm very curious to see how that's going to work out. Now, what is your research pattern? Do you wait to do the 64 gold one first, or how do you do your?
It all depends. Sometimes I just get bored with waiting, and I do the 8 first, and then the and just do them as soon as I have enough to do the next one. Because especially, you know, if you're still playing, like still making your way through the missions, you will only unlock the 2-star of everything ahead of time. So it's only going to give you the option for the photon ray.
Right.
And give you the you know, 8 radiation pills that it does for that one. And then as soon as you do 3 stars or get one of them up to 3 stars, then it, you know, gives you the next one, which is the premonition actuator. I feel like I'm going to get enough time with the Spec Ops with 23 days left that I'm probably going to have time to just farm, you know, pick a couple missions or pick a mission and farm. It'll probably be – let me pull it up here because there was one of the missions where you've got 4 required. Pull it up. So let's see here. All right, mission 1, you've got – 2 deploys. You've got Hawkeye and Black Widow. I think mission 3, as always. Mission 2 just has Spider Girl and Falcon. And then mission 3 has 3 deploys. Oh, mission 3's only got 2 as well. I thought there was one of these that had had 3 specific deploys, but all 3 of them only have 2 specifics, Captain America and Falcon again.
Right. But you also have a required team up of A-Bomb and Molly.
Right, but that doesn't get you – that's not – you know, usually it's the deploys that get you the extra chances for the radiation pills.
Yes, the specific – you're right. This, I see where you're going. The specific deploy is a higher chance of getting the radiation pills versus just any random hero. Yeah.
Yeah, now I did get one of the pieces. I got that the Epic Boss piece the first time I went through, the first time I fought Epic Boss Leader. So that is – which one is that? Is that the Premonition Actuator?
I think it is.
Yeah, and that's the middle farming piece or the middle research piece. So really, I've just got to do the 8 piece and then the 24 piece.
Making me hungry for some KFC, man.
some wings. Yeah. Let me get an 8 piece of the Arizona Ranch. I got a 12 piece of the spicy garlic.
Some of that Pollo Loco sauce, please. Mm-hmm. Especially if the bag opened up and leaked out.
Anyway, so yeah. So, So yeah, it was the second piece. It's the Premonition Actuator. So I should actually fire up. Now that I've got 2 pieces, I could fire up the Radiation Injector and the Premonition Actuator. Thanks for giving us names we're never going to ever remember play them. It's bad enough that poor Charles has to try and remember things like the Relentless Rapier and the, you know, now you're going to make him have to try and remember Premonition Actuator.
Oh, no, I'm not even going to bother.
Radiation Injector.
Well, that one was easy. It's glowing green and it has needles on it. That one was easy to remember. I can handle that.
Right. The other one, Premonition Actuator, just looks like a... I don't know, something you find at Home Depot in the hardware aisle that does one specific.
It's like an oil kit.
Right. One specific tool. Yeah, it's a spark plug cleaning brush.
You know, the thingamabob your dad always told you to get, this is it.
Right, here. Exactly.
So
you always want to have one of these, son. Anyway, so yeah, so what about you? Do you have a specific order you like to do the researches in?
Well, definitely the 64 gold is first. I work hard.
Oh, you
to get
wait
that.
Until. Oh, really? Yeah.
Because what? I don't buy as much gold anymore. And sure. So I don't have any kind of stockpile on it. So I can't just buy the weapon. And if it's a good set, and first I wait to see what people are saying about the set, especially sure. people like Kingfisher, Nikolai, Poke Prof saying, oh yeah. Or anybody in the lounge, like, oh, I've got all four and it does this and all that. And so, or they'll very quickly come back and go, nah, this is an okay set. You're not missing much. Right. Then I just kind of go, all right, which piece fits into my arsenal as is? And I might research that way. But typically, because I don't have the 64 gold, I will try to focus on that because that's the hardest to get. Mm-hmm. But overall, I pretty much just farm the entire time. And I start my research after the Spec Ops is done now. Because then mm-hmm. I know I have my finite amount of stuff.
Right. Like, well, you'll see what you get in the roulette. You'll see what you get in the epic boss roulettes. You know, you're never, I mean, the only way you're ever going to get the 64 gold item, you've got two ways of getting it, either plunk down the 64 gold or researching it. So that one, you don't have any choice. It's not like you can win it in a roulette or win it some other way.
Right.
You get it one of those two ways. So you're either spending 64 gold or you're spending 24 radiation pills.
So what you going to do, you know? So that's. That's why I wait for the 64 gold. And honestly, in the past couple ones, I tend to pick up the daily roulette. Yeah. And when I do my farming, after all said and done, unless I get bored and I go after other specific EISO or AISO that I don't have or to have duplicates of them, mm-hmm. then I focus on the Epic Boss mission. Just run it through the Epic Boss every single time, all the way through. Even after I five-starred, because that's how you get the most pieces. And then you can win the weapon, of course, and the AI or the AISO with the Epic Boss.
Yeah, I try and get everybody 5-star, and then once I've 5-starred all three missions, then that is the next thing I do is whichever mission has Epic Boss, just go through that over and over again. Very good. All right.
So I just leveled up my commander on MAA2, and I have gold.
Oh, nice. Good. Well, let's talk about MAA2. So what level are you?
I now? Just hit 26 just now.
Nice. And congrats.
Ding. And, I wonder how much gold I would have if I never spent any of it, because it's pretty
easy to get gold.
It's still valuable, but it's still pretty easy to get gold through.
Yeah. Right now, the drought for me are the action points. Those are right now. The only way to get those is from an end of mission spin or a PvP complete 3 spin, or by getting an action that you already have, an ability that you already have.
You have more heroes than I do. So, okay, here's the oddness of it. Because you at one point gave a report when we first started playing, you had maybe twice the amount of heroes I had. My luck has not been that good. In fact, the last time I tried to recruit, I got another Hawkeye, which, of course, gives you 200 action points. But I actually get so many of the same powers over and over again that every 3 or 4 days I hit 1,500 action points and I go in and dump them into something else.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
Like right now I'm at 1,045 action points. Our last show was Friday. I had just bought the $1,500 3-star powerful Hulk. So from Friday to today, I built up another 1,000 action points because I'm about to go, dude. Let me pull up my trials. I am in the midst of, I need to start Hawkeye's, acquire 5 Hawkeye abilities. That's 1,500 command points or action points. I need to do that. And then all I have left is take him as a leader and 10 non-PvP battles. And now he'll be a 3-star. So I've done everything else to get him to a 3-star than those two. So that's what I'm working on.
Yeah, right now I've got my, I'm at level 30, Commander level 30, and I've got my 5 characters at level 30, Captain America, Hawkeye, Gamora, Hulk, and Iron Fist. And the next step is getting Wasp and Electro leveled up to replace Captain America and Hawkeye, just so that I can get those guys at 30. They're both at 28, but they're only 1-star. And because I got Electro too late to get him at 3-star for the for the chapter completion and when they did the damn patch.
Yeah, yeah.
That brought him down to one. That's such a bummer. Yeah, for me, like how much gold are you keeping on hand at any given time?
My minimum, man, if I see 40, I freak out a little bit, to be honest with you. Even though there's no indication that they're going to slow down your earning of gold. Other than once I hit 30, I'll no longer get 10 gold every
time. You won't get the 10 gold every time, right. But you will get it, you know, every day if you just do your dailies. Yeah. You'll get 5.
I do my dailies and get 5. There's tasks in the missions themselves that ultimately earn it. And it's honestly fairly – I'm not going to spend any money until they do an official release. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be an easy game for me to drop money into because it's not that expensive to boost your gold piles. It's not quite as inhibiting as MAA because MAA, my standard is 20. I'd like to go 50 sometimes when they have a good weapon. But my standard is $20 because anything less than $20 – is worthless almost.
Unless, sure, it's almost like, a waste.
Right now, I could put $5 in. I'd probably have enough gold to get Howard the Duck. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's worth $5, to be honest. But I'm kind of getting impatient, so I might just do that here soon.
Sure.
But with MAA, in fact, I'm going to tap on it right now. With MAA 2, $2. $2 gets you 12 gold. Mm-hmm. You know, 25 gold essentially gets you a new character, but it's... it's a 2 or 3 star power.
Yeah, it can be
a
and the more characters you have, the more right. The less chance it's going to be something new.
I really stockpile gold for those resets on the missions, like you're talking about, or if I'm pushing the end of a hard mission, or like I did tackle the heroic the other day and stopped after the first mission. But you know, you can hit 5 gold to finish that battle, and everything stays the same. Your characters come back in refreshed.
Wow!
And every once in a while, I'll do that as well.
Yeah, we'll see. Just gold purchases, I don't see myself spending any money yet.
No, they
need to sweeten it. They need to do like they're doing with, or like the other companies have done with their bundles, where $40, $39.99 gets you X amount of gold, X amount of action points, and X amount of silver. If they do something like that, I'd consider it.
Bundles, yeah. I think they will. I think it's still that whole beta aspect.
Exactly. You know, there's probably going to be
more they're going to roll out, I think.
And there's going to be something soon also where they say, you know, a guaranteed 3-star character, you know, in this, if you buy this one. So we'll see.
Right. I love that from Puzzle Quest. If you open one pack, you get a chance at an X amount, minimum of whatever, depending on the level you're playing on, a minimum of 3-star, minimum of 4-star, minimum 1-star, whatever, minimum level. If you buy 5 packs, you have an increased chance. If you buy 10 packs, which honestly is an insane amount of money for that game, it really is. But if you buy 10, if you buy or save up, I guess the opens, if you can play that hard. If you open 10 packs at once, you're guaranteed a quote, you know, whatever it is. You know, the 4-star special character for the mission or whatever. But that's a lot of playing, and that's a lot of money either way you do it. Compared to, back to MAA 2, without bundles, $20 gets you 140 gold. Dude, I've never broken 100 gold in this game because I hit 75, 25 of it goes right into opening
one
of those yellow canisters.
Yeah, I'm at 105. I've gotten all the way up to 150 or something. And you get a lot of gold when you finish all the tasks in a chapter. You get like, I think you get 50 gold when you do the, Mission 2, Strucker Striker. Once you defeat Epic Boss Baron Strucker, you get 50 gold. Once you defeat Epic Ultron, you get 50 gold. And once you complete all the tasks, or you do all three... all the missions on normal, hard, and heroic, you get a character, or you get a, you get one of those power cells that contain a character, the superior power cells. So,
contain a character. It's not like it's a Pokemon ball. It might contain something else you don't want.
Right. So true.
And to finish that thought, so I recruited a 3-star Thor the other day. And he came out, and I had all the Kool-Aid to level him up fast. And I opened up, instantly got him past 10 and got him up to, I think he's above 20 now. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to spend any of my action points to get him an action for his third empty block. because every time I've done that with Groot, which I love Groot, by the way, but he didn't fit my style, but I do love having him. Yeah. With Groot and with Black Panther, as soon as I opened that slot, I went and bought them a power. And then as soon as I'm opening up canisters, I'm getting a repeat powers for them. Mm-hmm. And most of my other characters actually filled out their power structure with 2-star and 1-star powers by opening canisters. I've had Thor for 2 weeks. Zero powers have come for Thor at all. Like,
wow.
Well, if I absolutely want to play him, like if he takes the front line, I'll buy him a power. But I'm like, come on. How many Gamora powers do I have to open? And I don't mind getting the 50. To me, I'm buying action points. You know, I'm not buying it. It's free spins, free canisters, whatever. But it's like, you're killing me, man. You're making me work too hard at this.
Right.
But it's still a blast. You know, I still play it every day.
I'm in the grind stage where I don't have enough power in my abilities and characters to go through heroics in Mission 2. It's like just about there, but not quite. So I'm in that grindy phase where I'm trying to get enough materials and get enough purple points to boost some of their, or beef up some, or boof up their abilities to level 3.
You know, so, did you notice today when you logged in what the calendar, if the calendar, login calendar popped up?
It didn't, because you've been logging in every day.
So yeah, okay, I was wondering about that. I actually meant to pay attention.
The 25th day. Yep.
So, yeah, 24 days of logging. I was wondering if it was going to cycle back to the top or if it was just going to go away. No, I guess it just went away, which is fine. Mm-hmm. I still got, what did we calculate? I think it was close to 50 gold just by logging in.
50 gold and 25 of it today. So, yeah. Basically, you log in 24 days and you're going to get at least 2 power cells that could contain characters, a ton of silver that last week, some more points and stuff. It's pretty nice. I guess let's do I've got 105 gold. Let's do a power cell right now. Let's see what I get.
Superior power cell. Now, while you do that,
you
don't have a lot of, see, screw you. I just recruited Gamora again.
I just recruited Yellow Jacket, which I didn't have.
Well, congratulations. You got that. RNGesus likes you better.
16 characters.
No, here's the thing. You know, every once in a while you get the load screen. This game is so good. The load screens don't stay very long. And they have the little tips and hints in the load screen. I cannot get it to stay long enough to get a screen capture so I can study it. But I swear to you, let me go to the store and tell you. It says, it talks about not the renewable, not the quick charge. I think it talks about the unstable power cell, the superior power cell, and then I know I saw it say the legendary power cell. Like,
oh, really? Okay, cool.
I went to the store and I'm like, am I missing something? No, I think it's something to come in the game.
Yeah.
And anytime these games tag on the word legendary, it almost always is. And I'm so excited. Hmm. It's going to be good.
Very cool.
So that's about where I am. I don't know if I'm still, okay, so you've got your main heroes up to 30, but they're all, unless they get recruited at 3 stars, they're all at their standard star level?
No, they're all 3 stars now, but yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Hulk was the only one that came in. No, Captain America, I think, came in 3 stars. The other 3, Gamora, Hawkeye, and Iron Fist, I had to level up. And currently their abilities are almost all 2-star. There's a couple 3-star in Captain America. I did spring for his biggie.
Oh, what does his biggie do?
Let's see here. I think it does. Oh, it's cool. It attacks whoever you choose first with Captain America, and then all of your other guys do an automatic attack against them too.
That's awesome.
So it's like everybody pile on that dude, and then they still get their turns after that.
I wish I could tell what the damage rating means, because obviously you can infer, okay, a damage rating of 90 is definitely higher than 50. And you can see if it's at a 1-star, if it's in a 90, by the time it's 4-star, it's 120 or something, which is a significant increase in power level. But I'd love to know how it actually plays damage. But this game is very, very good at doing the math very quickly behind the scenes. Because if I go up, I have all level 28s on my front line right now. And that one of those is Hawkeye. And I'm really, instead of focusing on getting him to 30, I'm doing it at the same time, but I'm more focused on his 3rd star. So he'll be 3-star and 30 along with the other 2 3-stars that I have next to him, Hulk and Captain America. So he'll be ready to go. Mm. But I notice if I take them in against level 28, 29 characters, or you go into PvP,
yeah,
and you go up against another team that's your level, the damages are much lower because they're leveled up. If I go into, right, say, a level 8 battle with these guys, it's like destroyed and 3 and 4 grand in a hit. And it's like, that's so pretty. Sometimes you just got to watch something beautiful die.
I wish it was more, wish it was like that for my attacks against PvP. It seems like I always get pounded by a team that's at the same level as me, but they always have Star-Lord, Electro, and Wasp. Star-Lord, Electro, and Wasp.
Electro and Wasp, man. At that level, it is insane. And I agree with people. I think it will be balanced. I hesitate to use the word nerf because I don't think it needs a nerf. I think it could use a little more balance by here's a thought I had, actually. I think that would be good. MAA, you know you're listening. Mm-hmm. Pass this on to the MAA two guys. You know, tell them to listen to the show too. Hulk. Okay, this would suit his character, and you could easily do it with the different powers of creating rage that he has. His create all his stuff creates rage or uses rage. Rage increases your damage and accuracy, I want to say, up to 25%, depending on your percentage of the bar. And so I thought every time he missed, he could gain rage. Because he would do that. I mean, if he's trying to swat the Wasp and she's flying around, he's going to get angrier and angrier. You know, so I think that could help boost your accuracy if you did something like that. That would be a balance. But I do know, I go into these stupid PvP matches, I see Az, I'm like, all right, is this going to be a close battle or is it going to be a wipeout?
Exactly. And, it's almost as soon as you see whoever their three people are, you can tell immediately. It's like, all right, if they're running Star-Lord, Electro, and Wasp, and they're going to have to do something about cheaters too, because in doing a search for... I was looking, doing the search online for which mission a certain thing was in, and somebody has posted, let me find the site again. Let's see, Avengers Alliance 2 mods, where you can download these things that give you, here it is. Oh, these things, it's just,
why am I surprised? Me off. I shouldn't be surprised.
Shouldn't be surprised, but hopefully they're able to fix this thing. Where it only works in PvE, but it gives you one shot kills for everything. And I can't remember what else it does. Looks like that one's not the page, but it basically gives you like godlike powers in PvE, which are like, all right, well, it's just PvE, it's not PvP. Well, the problem with that is that you get you basically get to go through these missions instantly, so it's quicker to get the other things that you do get to use in PvE. Here we go. Let's see. Is this one it? Unlimited money.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
This game is not even set up where unlimited money is going to do a whole lot for you at all, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The one hit would, because now you can heroic everything with any team you want, and you're just, as soon as you punch somebody, they're dead.
Right, exactly.
Which is a little, why? Why would you, I would never argue for it. I think we've talked about the downfalls of MAA and the difficulties of starting fresh and new. And yes, there are some definite guys out there, Brian, not you, but that Brian and Arch are loud. Look at you, that it's hard to argue with. Your words can be better, but it's hard to argue with you when you came from the Playdom Exile, started over at zero, and you're level 300 and just killing it in PvP now.
Right.
Kudos to you. That is very, very well done. But I could definitely see a normal player coming in being overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So I could definitely see the desire, like, there's over 100 heroes to recruit in MAA now. Mm-hmm. So if I were starting today, I'd be like, I'd be tempted to use a hack to get more gold and recruit more heroes and level up faster, because that helps my enjoyment of the game. But with MAA 2 being brand new, there's only 20-something characters in the game right now. And I love that they've balanced, to me, and I love what, I want to hear what Klotz has to say when he finally gets his hand on it, because he has some good analysis of game economies and how those things work.
Sure.
But I feel like it's a very balanced economy for the most part. Silver is one of the hardest things to come by, except, hey, they gave you a day that it just pours out of a faucet. You know, that would be Saturdays on your missions. You just loot pinata the silver. Did you, by the way, before I'm going off and around, I'm going to stop now, but did you, this Saturday when you're playing, did you have a time when you went through and got all five rounds and got just 600 silver?
No.
Because I did.
Oh, yes. Right. Before the spin, right before the roulette. Yeah. I think lowest I got was like 800, but yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Now and then the roulette spin gave me something. But right, normally I'm used to being a couple of grand. You know, my lowest before that was like 2,000 coming out of the battles.
Yeah, and you want to make sure you're using characters that can do some damage. Pounding overkills. Yeah. Exactly.
Because it seems like overkill helps for sure.
Mm-hmm, it does, yeah. Almost guarantees you a little glowy thing rising up from their body.
Go to the light.
It's their soul turning into...
Precious silver. I shall spend you well, silver. My friend. You have died well in battle today.
Exactly.
You know, I forget what they say in Planet Hulk. May those who died today die with honor or something like that. It's like, yeah, just give me your silver. I don't care. I'm going to sell your soul for more power-ups.
Right.
But yeah, then after that, the next one was like, I almost made a grand every round. Mm-hmm. So I came out at almost 7 grand, and then I did the spin.
Yeah, there was, I think, the highest I ever got in one run through was like 12,000 or something.
That's good. Yeah. And that's pretty high. I mean, that's really on the high end of a good spin at the end and really good playthrough on the rounds. But either way, I still came out with over 100 grand in silver. I haven't seen what you've seen with the action points. So, and I think, it does not have an add button next to the action points. So you cannot do that. It does not look like. But overall, it's a slightly grindy game. Every
it
game
is. And it's getting to the grindier part for me just because I've maxed out my hero level. So now it's just a matter of A, collecting characters, and B, leveling those characters up to where they're useful. Most specifically getting like the ones that I want to use for PvP and for those higher heroic levels in the chapters, getting those guys ramped up, which again is Electro and Wasp. I think if I have those two leveled, I'll be able to go through those heroic missions a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah. I think once they start dropping new chapters, chapter 4 and then beyond, and then of course anything like Spec Ops or a shorter PvP, I think that takes the grind out of it. And goes, oh, I'm still leveling my characters, but I'm taking my team in and I'm blasting this new mission through, and I'm blah blah blah. Just like with MAA, coming back to MAA, we'll get to the letters or get to King and that stuff now. But when between PvP and that week or 2 weeks it was to get Spec Ops, it's like, okay. Well, I'm gonna go farm a little bit, but yeah. Because I'm with you. I'm a super Spartan. I've got 98% of the characters. I know you have 100%. I don't have a huge need to play this game unless there's new content out there, a new reason to recruit somebody or to level somebody or those kind of things. So I definitely content is king with these games.
Totally is.
Or it'll go the way of Star Wars Apartments, whatever that was called. What was that called? The little 8-bit. I forget what it's called.
Oh, Tiny Death Star.
That's it. Tiny Death Star. Yeah. It's like, that was fun for like the first 40 levels or so. And then it's like, why am I logging in?
I love that, though. I love your
Star Wars Apartments.
Star Wars Apartments. Much better.
It is, right? All right. Enough of us. Here, let's go PokeProf, because today is Havoc. We've already talked about how Havoc may make a huge comeback with all these radiation items coming out. Let's hear what PokeProf has to say.
Agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood PokeProf, here to talk to you today about a hero who's seen his fair share of nerfs, and yet is still capable of one-shotting most of his foes in the right situation. He boasts some of the most useful moves around, and is also one of the few who you never need to worry about stamina. Let's go into the hero known as Havoc. First off, before we talk about anything else about Cyclops' brother, Plasma Spheres. This attack is flat out the best thing in Havoc's kit, and is the ability you're most likely gonna have him use roughly 90% of the time. Not only does it hit every enemy you're fighting, but it exhausts them too, removing any chance at extra turns that the enemy might have. This is also on top of applying pressure points to lower their stats, as well as the ability to apply radiation exposure if you have the right EISO. Simply put, most of the time you'll see Havoc spam this skill and love it. Unless you're on the opposing side, in which case, hate it. That's not to say that the rest of Alex's kit isn't good, as they all work wonderfully well. Shattering Punch works wonders on reducing enemies' stats even further thanks to Melt Armor, as well as removing any buffs they might have. Channel Energy is also hugely beneficial, as it'll grant him all the power he needs for his finisher, Plasma Wave. It's this skill that is so powerful, even after seeing several rounds of nerfs, though most of them are understandable since before these changes happened, you didn't even have to have the Paragon debuffs on your enemy to one-shot them in a fight on turn one. The added effect of being able to take extra turns thanks to his passive and a certain speedster hero didn't help matters either. Havoc is a strong blaster, arguably one of the strongest around. High damage, capable of ruining most heroes' kits by removing quick actions and extra turns, no need for recharging, and extra turns himself simply make him one of the few heroes around who's clearly worth the 200 CP price tag he requires. Head back to the helicarrier agent, and watch as our hosts cringe as the memory of Havoc at his strongest.
Oh, no cringing, man. I ran the beast to the ground, man.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that team. Oh, I hated going up against that team because it would.
I believe it was called Speedy McDick Punch.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. And it would be so frustrating because you wouldn't be paying attention. You'd be playing and you wouldn't realize that Havoc did the spheres on you, which would make your quick actions, kill your quick actions. So you'd be like, all right, let me do my setup. And then, oh, I didn't get my second turn, which actually does damage. Yep. Damn it.
And this is before free actions. The spheres, of course, make those quick actions. But, yeah, man, it was – I cried the day that they nerfed him. And he needed it. He did. He was way too big. He was Coulson's BFG. I mean, seriously, he was way too big for this game. But I just dominated PvP with him and Quicksilver and just loved it. And I actually came up with the Long Kiss Goodnight, which was him and Loki playing off each other. And you had to set Loki up just right. But Loki would basically keep everybody either healing your team or hitting themselves. And then that left you time to stack up Havoc. And he's just like, wipe out one. All right, set him up again. Wipe out two. Set him up again. Yeah. All right, wipe out three. So gorgeous. They did. Now, something, either I might have missed this because I was taking off my headphones for a minute. But did a Poke Professor talk about how they've kind of brought Havoc back with his EISO? Or is it AIS? I can't remember if it's his E or A. It might be his A. I don't know if he has an E.
I can't remember.
It takes away that cooldown because his big hit, which is the level 6 power, had a cooldown. And it kicks like a mule. So if you use it, it stun you for a round, right? Mm. That was part of the nerf. But they've brought an AISO, I think, that removes the kicks like a mule from it and reduces the cooldown by one round or something like that. Makes him a lot more viable again in PvP.
Interesting, yeah.
So I'll look that up in a second. Go ahead.
So a few minutes ago, Playdom posted in their forums a little bit of a character change. In order to accommodate the upcoming PvP schedule with character balance and testing, they had to make some changes to the rewards. PvP 27's reward isn't going to be Hellcat. It's going to be Kraven, and Lizard is going to be available as a lockbox character. So this change allows to continue working on Hellcat as a future reward. So Kraven and Lizard as the available unlockable heroes with PvP 27 in regular and lockbox.
You know what that means.
They Sinister Six?
No, just that. Yeah. Well, not that'd be awesome. If we get a Sinister Six bonus with any of these characters, that'd be great. No, I think, and not that I can see where it's going to go, but Daredevil 2 drops in
March.
March, and I know Jessica Jones has got a second season. I'm wondering if they're not going to time this out with the Daredevil drop, even though they're not, they're in the same universe and not exactly in the same show.
Right.
It just kind of, that popped in my mind as soon as they pushed that.
Kraven. Could easily see Patsy Walker making an appearance in Daredevil, though, right? Do a little crossover action.
Yeah, I think so, easily. I mean, she's a radio celebrity for Hell's Kitchen, if not New York City. Right. So easily she could do that. I mean, it makes sense why Matt Murdock didn't show up in Jessica Jones. He's still a low-level attorney. She didn't need an attorney, those kind of things. But, yeah, I think Patsy is one of those slightly universal characters that you can't miss her, right?
Right.
Even if it's just an ad on the bus behind them as they're walking down the street, you should be getting more of her in the Daredevil for sure.
Yeah.
But what do you, Lizard could be okay. I'd rather have the Lizard from MAA too. He's pretty boss.
Oh, he's great looking too. Yeah. I don't know. Lizard, MAA1 Lizard is comic book Lizard. That's who I grew up with. MAA2 Lizard.
I did too. Yeah.
Feels like, kind of feels like.
Everything's kind of Marvel now in MAA2.
He's kind of Marvel now. I wouldn't say he's movie Lizard. He's definitely more Marvel now Lizard than anything else. Yeah.
Thank God nobody's movie Lizard.
Right?
Okay. So I had to do this. I know it's a little side note, but I was flipping through HBO Go the other day and instantly thought of Ibbit and almost took a screenshot to troll you. But Howard the Duck is sitting right there in HBO movies.
The original? The original one?
Yeah, the George Lucas one. And I know, right? So I even turned to my wife and said, the kids are not allowed to watch that movie. She goes, why? I just remember it being funny. I said, because it's an abomination to the Lord. That's why it's a horrible movie.
Come on now. Don't do that to your poor kids.
No, I didn't. But I did say, they don't know. I mean, they don't even know it exists. They can watch it if they find it.
They'd have a blast watching that. It's crap, but the kids probably love it. I loved it as a kid.
I did too. But I told her, I said, look, there's a good chance they're going to make a Howard the Duck something show up soon, and I'd rather that not be tainted by the memory of this, if we could help it, to be all honest. I mean, I grew up with the first Punisher, Dolph Lundgren's Punisher. I loved it. And actually, I haven't gone back and watched it again. My memory of it says it was awesome. I'd like that memory to stay there. I really love Thomas Jane's Punisher.
Thomas Jane's Punisher is great, but Dolph Lundgren's Punisher is not.
No, it didn't hold up.
It did not hold. We watched it for FilmSack for Nerdtacular 2015. So I've seen it. I've seen it as recently as July, and I even watched it twice for that thing. And it's horrendous. Yeah. He's all greased up, living in the sewers. It's not. You don't watch that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You know, if they watch it now, you know, there's no plan. It'd be pretty safe right now to watch it because there's no announced plans for Howard the Duck yet.
Right.
So if they announce something, you're talking about 2020 or beyond. So
I'd guess, you know, maybe you get another appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, possibly.
Possibly.
Infinity
Gauntlet or Infinity War, rather, possibly.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. They have said that there's going to be, 27 Marvel characters, MCU characters in Infinity War. So we could easily see Howard the Duck as part of that.
Yeah. So right before we get to the king, we're digressing. Before we get to the king, I'm just double checking to make sure I don't have a Havoc only. I don't have a Havoc only EISO. I'm not sure if he owns one, but I do have his AISO. So without his AISO, tell me. So yeah, it kicks like a mule. The plasma wave, which is his big killer, Paragon Exploiter, unleashes energy. It consumes all sacks of cosmic energy to deal extra damage. But it kicks like a mule for two turns. So you lose the next turn. Actually, it sounds like you might lose two turns on that. With his AISO, the Stabilizing Augmented ISO 8, it's energy focused. Plasma wave no longer kicks like a mule, but extends cooldown by one. So that makes it a two-round cooldown. But that's okay because you're taking the two rounds to set up plasma spheres and then channel energy and then plasma wave. That's your cycle. Plasma spheres, channel energy, plasma wave. And you never break that cycle. So getting that AISO is critical to using him like the Perky Prof is talking about, because I think without that, with the nerf of the two-round kicks like a mule and the two-round cooldown, you're taking your gun and damaging it, essentially. And that's all Havoc is. He's a freaking glass cannon.
Right.
That you can make him a lot less glass if you know what you're doing. So, all right, well, King. All hail the King 102.
What is up from the Hellcarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, last week things got pretty confusing, I have to admit. There wasn't anything new in the game, but I still tried to make a segment. And then, of course, Spec Ops 32 did end up finally coming out. The good news is this brought two new characters. The bad news is we don't have either of them just yet. But But I have faith that we will get Red She-Hulk probably within the next day or two. Because of that, we'll have an all-new All Hail the King episode next week featuring Red She-Hulk. I do have quite a few ideas for especially opportunist teams, but for that episode, I was kind of thinking of making it an all-Hulk affair. So her and the other three Hulks in the game. I do think at least one of those teams, if not two, may be handicapped in some way, as far as the current meta. But it still should be pretty interesting. And you know what? If any of the teams just fail, maybe I'll include a loss in that one. So that's my initial thought. As far as Red She-Hulk, though, she looks pretty promising, but as I've mentioned in videos, her having all melee attacks is a bit scary. With that character, we're in the final stretch. The only thing I'm worried about is fighting five group bosses, but we'll get there eventually. I really do feel like I'll have her within the next 2 days, so we'll have plenty of time to level her. The simulators make leveling new heroes so much easier. They're an absolute lifesaver, as well as a time saver. So we'll get her unlocked, leveled up, and have a few PvP videos, of course. And then focusing on the other character, Winter Soldier, he is kind of underwhelming as a team-up, but I love his abilities, and I think he's going to be great once recruited. Well, actually, I forgot, he actually did hit, I believe, the mini-boss for over 300k, my first and only time using him. So that's a pretty impressive explosion.
Yeah, King,
so maybe scratch that underwhelming part. I mean, his other abilities didn't seem to do that much damage. And I've been hearing from some other agents that they thought he might not be that tough. But you know what? I'm not going to second guess him. He looked great. That damage was great. And I'm sure we can do quite a bit with him. The main issue when it comes to Bucky is actually the lack of group bosses. So I only have 77 lockboxes right now. And I figure I'm going to need well over 120. So we got a ways to go. Most likely, well, being positive, we'll have an All Hail the King episode on him, and maybe even a full segment on him, next week. So yeah, I'm just happy we got some new content and a lot more to work with. As far as any other exciting news, I'm working on a poor man's PvP episode, finally. And right now I'm just trying to get one more gadget. I really think it's needed and it's going to help out the build. So I've been running a certain mission, and once I get that, I should be able to complete the episode. By the way, just to go back to the spec op talk a bit, there of course are some ISO, AISO, and EISO, and I've only won one of the AISO so far. So I'm hoping the drop rates aren't lower than they used to be. The one AISO that I got is the Gamma Charged AISO, and it says equipped energy attack adds radiation fatigue. So not a bad start, and I want at least one of each. So cross your fingers for me. As far as the radiation pills, I've actually had pretty good luck on them, so their drop rate doesn't seem too bad. As for the set, you know, I think it's going to be okay, but I'm not that into it. And then the mission weapons, I really want the second mission's weapon, the detonating rifle. Of course, retaliation's nice, and I want it for the detonator. So that'll go great with Fixer and Winter Soldier.
Nice.
Basically, after I finish the spec op, getting Red She-Hulk, I'm going to run this mission until I get it. So there you have it, just some of my thoughts on the spec op, and like I said, we'll have a Red She-Hulk episode coming up after Colleen Wing, who I also really like, by the way. She is phenomenal, even in PvE. Her interrupts are invaluable. So much so that I'm definitely trying her out in the next season of PvP.
Wow.
Not that I want it to come anytime soon, but we'll be ready when it does. As for the segment, that's it for now, but I want to thank you all for listening, and then send it back to our hosts.
That's
cool.
Thank you, King, for reminding me I don't have Colleen Wing. And I do like
good luck with the lockboxes, for sure. I mean, hope he gets he gets what he's looking for. And I think with the, you know, he was talking about the drop rate on the research pieces, or the pieces that you need for research. It always seems like they start out really good, and then about the middle of PvE, I'm sorry, the middle of spec ops, they dip down into drop rate, and then they pick up like in the last 5 days or something. That's, I'm sure it's just my perception, but
I agree with you. I mean, that's kind of my perception as well. Or it starts off low and then finally towards the end it kind of ramps up. Either way, we're both at that it ramps up at the end. But I also find the drop rate on the Stones, the Alphabet ISOs, is hit and miss. Now, this time I actually got the Slashing Attack has radiation EISO. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun to throw in like Wolverine or somebody. Spitfire. Throw that on Spitfire. That'd be pretty cool. Put her with the radiation set, those kind of things. But I haven't really hit close to a whole lot of other AR EISOs yet. However, to me, this is still really early. It's not even a week old, so it is. It's really early in the spec ops. So I'll probably start getting crotchety old man cranky about it in about 3 weeks from now. Like, we got a week left. I still only have one EISO. You know, I don't know. But I kind of took it. That's what his drop rate was talking about. But either way, we like big drop rates and we cannot lie.
Right. He was talking about drop rate on the research pieces, but he was also talking about running mission two over and over again, getting the detonation rifle. So both things.
All right. Well, let's do some from the fields. This is where you get to hear your thoughts, ideas, and names called out here on the show. So, Ibbett, you get the first one.
All right. Hello again, FTH. Agent Averill here. Hope all is going well. Spec Ops is in full swing. Yippee. I need Spider-Girl? No, not Anya Cortison. I mean, she's fun and all. Surprisingly resilient for a webhead, but no, not Anya Cortison. I wanted to finally recruit Vision. Oh, well, he'll still be there later. Hey, they used my idea for dealing extra damage to people with lockout effects, but now I have to edit my character more. Hashtag, thanks, Bucky. I guess in the meantime, my last hint can be one of the actions of said character. Name not included, but you'll love his fourth action's name. His fourth action, name hidden, takes two actions each turn. Details unknown. Action one, name hidden. It's a ranged attack. But he's going to hide the fact that it's like one enemy or all enemies. Applies pain, hidden. Details unknown. You know, Agent Averill, this stuff is really tough to read. Doesn't carry as well when you're reading it out loud versus reading it printed in the Agents Only Lounge. Grants all allies, hit them hard, which gives them a 60% chance for ranged attacks to gain a follow-up attack with perfect shot. Basically, like Misty Knight's level 1. Access denied. Next time you hear from me, it will be ready, and I may just be a Patreon finally. Yoo-hoo! Ooh. You know, unless something really interesting comes in the next Golden Set. Signed, Agent Averill. P.S. If Playdom is following their schedule, we should be getting Chapter 10 next after Spec Ops, then Hellcat. What is it with husbands being taken away to be worthy? First Luke, then Damon. Uncle Serpent wants you. All right.
What about She-Hulk? You know, poor forgotten actual She-Hulk. She was the first worthy, and she really wasn't worthy, was she?
No.
No.
No, she wasn't. Well, so you know.
So sad. It's just, you know, with Nolan Kirth, man, they knocked it out of the park, and then everybody, I think you forget, She-Hulk was the first worthy.
Right.
And it's kind of, she just, meh. And then
people forget about X-23 also.
She's not a worthy yet, is she?
Isn't she? Isn't she Breaker of Oceans?
No, that's Mockingbird.
Oh, I'm sorry, not X-23. X-23 was the Apocalypse, right. Horseman of the Apocalypse. Well, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the Marvel Apocalypse is on us. The three signs have fallen where McFall is right.
Yes.
Get your underground shelters ready. The real Horsemen of Apocalypse are coming.
Too much Bailey's in my coffee, if you can see that right there.
Oh, God. I'm jealous a little bit, but that's okay. So, hey, that's – I don't know. I cannot guess who his character is.
No, I can't either.
It's going to be interesting. I can't wait till he reveals that. So Agent Wiggles writes in, hello, Helicarrier. Gonna try to make this quick since I do tend to go on, but if you're looking for a good way to get high scores, sorry, something popped up in the window and I paused. He's not offering a way to get high.
Looking for a good way to get high. It's funny because that's where it breaks on my screen too. So
it does, but so I gotta do this message real quick. Hold on. Our producer's trying to call in for breaking the panel. Not ready yet. So it popped up right in the middle of that. So I paused. Sorry. But if you're looking for a good way to get high scores in Spec Ops, I tend to go for perfect strategy whenever possible. And that's capitalized, perfect, and strategy. Level 15 Spitfire and Union Jack make a great Spec Ops pair, as they have, I believe, 8 team-up bonuses. All right, Ava, go look it up while I'm reading this. And Spitfire goes first with 2 turns. Level 15 Scrapper bonus on Spitfire and either Union Jack, your agent with Relentless Rapier, or Cosmic Cardinal, or the like. Follow up, and you should take out most enemies easily. I use Blaster Agent to counter the 2 Scrappers on your team. Also, Charles, I believe you said you were experiencing a lot of instances in PvP where you said you weren't being interrupted when you should have. I have noticed that. I also believe you said you were using Spitfire for a while. I was. Spitfire has a passive that makes her uninterruptible. Okay, I know that. Thank you. Spitfire and Union Jack should help. You like the little interspersing? I don't know. Spitfire and Union Jack should help a great deal in the battles before Leader. Despite his pre-counter damage being minimal, Leader will ruin the perfect strategy, most likely with said minimal damage. And Leader's pre-counter attempts to interrupt, if you're using Spitfire in the boss battle with the team-up heroes, she won't be interrupted. Use her in the Hulk team-up boss battle, and Age of Ultron Hulk will also not be interrupted. That's true. Even when I try to be brief, I still type an elementary school essay. Hope that helps out. Helps any fellow agents out there. Hope all's well, Agent Wiggles FTH. So I'm assuming Perfect Strategy is the name of his team with Spitfire and Union Jack.
Probably. Only 7 team up points. So 350. What's that?
That's still pretty high.
That is really high. Yeah.
But is
yeah.
that not as high as
Hybrid and no, it's not as high as Hybrid and Anti-Venom, and it's not as high as Colleen Wing and Howard the Duck, which is currently the highest.
Okay. Still, that's even without those team-up bonuses, you got to figure the quick rounds bonus and maybe even overkill with that team.
That is a bonus for sure. So,
Either way, that sounds like a fun team, and I might have to throw that in there pretty soon. So one more email, and then we are out.
All right, this one comes from Agent Kilgara. Hey, Michael, how's it going? Hey, y'all, from the Helicarrier, Kilgara here. Winter has finally come. Not the season, of course. And I'm already at 2 covers left to go. I really love his passives and actions, and I got excited to use him as a team-up. I want to share an idea of what EISOs to have that would make Winter Soldier annoying in PvP. Number 1, the covert EISO. This grants Winter Soldier to preemptively counter any attack.
Shut up. No.
Wow. Yeah, come on. You don't want any more preemptive counters?
Oh my god. Go ahead. Carry on. Sorry.
While combat reflexes is on him. This basically applies hobbled and pain more frequently on the attacker and grants Winter Soldier retaliation almost every time. Good for when it's been wiped off by buff removal attacks. Number 2, the Sandy EISO. This grants Winter Soldier grit. Attack, defense, accuracy, and evasion are increased if he uses a ranged gun attack. This goes perfect with the covert EISO, as he will build up grit every preemptive attack from his aim shot ability and become stronger with his counter-offensive passive. Oh, and if you want to know what I use to defeat Zax, the group boss, it's Fixer and Baron Mordo. Oh, Baron Mordo, we don't hear a lot about. That's interesting. True. So there we have it. What do you think? Right now I'm farming for more Kilgara boxes. I mean, wintry luck boxes and hope to get them so we can be instantly trained to level 15 by earning XP. That's it, folks. Hail Hydra.
Yeah. Is that earning XP in quotey fingers? Cause he calls that gold.
Right.
Hey, you know what? Honestly, I'll give you a hard time. I don't care. If you want to pay gold to level him up, more power to you, because sure. He's going to be a fun character. I know you've waited forever.
I see him as doing that with, the simulators and stuff like that.
I love in the Jerry's like, out in the Helicarrier, my email is so important. Please read. Actually, you had some good stuff in there, but it's funny. But Agent Wiggles is in the chat room, and he follows up. He says, Perfect Strategy is a 500-point bonus at the end of matches.
Right. If you, if you take out the enemy without taking any damage, right? That's Perfect Strategy.
There you go. Another 500. So I can see where that might actually be a higher bonus team, because it's not just about the team up bonus.
Exactly. But you're getting to use those characters before anybody else, which means you can wipe out the other team.
See, he's
got smart. Very smart.
We'll call him the Prince now. Hail to the Prince. That's a pretty good idea. Yeah. All right. With that, do you have any last tips or tricks before we get out here and go record Breaking the Panel?
I got nothing. My tip is go listen to Breaking the Panel. It's
absolutely
awesome.
It is awesome. And it is on there every other week, which leaves us a spot every other week to bring in great hosts from around the Giant Size Team Up Network, and we've had some really, really fun ones. And a guy who's not a host, who's becoming a very good regular, Chris Wisdom, who's one of our DC experts and just has a lot of fun and a lot of great information. He cycles in every so often there. So we record it tonight, right after From the Helicarrier, every week, and then it goes on Friday morning. It gets posted. We have had some tech issues, but that's that. So here comes the Woodard with the information.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the Helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, the boss has fled.